Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this second Sunday of Lent. There's a couple of announcements that I have. The first is that in the parish hall are sign-up sheets for the parish lunch dinners at parishioners' houses. The idea behind this is it's a great chance for members of the congregation to get to know each other. So we have 10 houses that have offered to host a meal, either a dinner or a lunch or a brunch on a variety of days, and you're invited to sign up. You can bring a friend, but it'll be a chance for the congregation to mix, mingle, and get to know each other a little bit better. And this is a wonderful congregation to get to know. So please do consider signing up. The other announcement that I have is next Sunday is Time Change Sunday. So be sure to set your clocks in the appropriate direction. And we don't want you showing up late to church. Early is fine, late is bad. So this is the one you have to be really careful about. The other announcement that I have is March 1st is St. David's Day. And you'll notice a few special things throughout the service to honor St. David's Day, who is the patron saint of Wales. We have a strong Welsh contingent in the congregation. And if you're wondering why don't we have the strong Northern Prussian group that I belong to, well, then you should mention something to me and we'll find a day to do something special. So today is the day of St. David, and we recognize that in various ways throughout the service. Anne.
I wanted to extend a quick thank you to everyone who supported the Ash Wednesday Children's Day about a week and a half ago now. It was spectacular. We had 12 kids come, participate in the liturgy. We spent a full day together, and it was wonderful. So wonderful, in fact, that we have begun to plan our next day. So Friday, June 26th, the first day of summer, we will be gathering together again to celebrate that the school year has come to a close and to begin summer with lots of fun. So please keep your eyes open for that. I also wanted to draw your attention to our new Sunday ritual. You may have noticed that before the service begins each week, Michael or I start casting our eyes into the congregation, looking for some poor soul to collect the clicker and control the slides during the service. We have several people who have volunteered to learn and become comfortable doing this, but if you want to try, please come find me after the service. It's not technically challenging, but you have to pay attention the whole time. So I'm going to have the clicker today, and we'll all see how I do with that. I've promised the choir members that I will screw up a few times so that everyone else will feel very comfortable moving forward.
Return to me. Return to me, God calls, return to me, to our hearts, to our home, to God alone, we turn to you, O God, return to you.
Back at our Lenten pathway. And for people that weren't here last week, it's one long, long path because Lent, the season we're in now, is 40 days. So it's a very, very long time. And we talked last week about how sometimes when we go places, it's kind of more like from here to there, or here to there, or here to there. But this journey, this wondrous time of Lent, which is full of story and prayer and songs, this journey, we're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper, round and round into the very heart of God. Now, today, when you go to Sunday school with Mary, you're going to hear a story about two people, Abram and Sarai. And God tells them to go. Not only does God tell them to go, God says in a very old language, lech lecha, go, go now. And you know what? They didn't even check their calendars. They just went. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, yeah, in just a second. And so they go on this journey, and spoiler alert, there's lots of things. They have lots of adventures and lots of ups and downs as they go deeper into the journey God has sent them on. And one night, Abram is a little disappointed because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know where this journey is going. And God stands under the stars with him and says, you know what? You are going to have as many children as there are stars in the sky. So even on these hard journeys, there's something to be working towards and thinking about and planning about and praying about, just like Abram and Sarah following God without even thinking twice about it. Just off they went. And so we are going to move our little people, because God's telling us to go too. And we're going to move all of our people to the next candle that I see has already been lit for us. Thank you very much. That's awesome, because we need all the light we can get when we're on a journey together, right? Everybody grab one of the little people. That's okay. Nope, that's enough candles for today, but next time. Okay, and everybody's moving. Oh, everybody's so close to the light this time, aren't they? Wow. And I'm going to just add one more thing as we pray. Just to remember that even in the dark times and the tough times, when we just don't know what's going to happen, like Sarah and Abram, and even though they went anyway without even knowing where they were going, they and we receive as many blessings as there are stars in the night sky. Let's pray together. I'll say a line and you say it back, okay? Holy God, shine your light.
Holy God, shine your light.
To guide our feet.
Show your love to all we meet.
As we journey together and follow your way. May we grow closer to you each day. And we all say together, Amen. And we'll see you later. Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us faith to perceive his glory, that being strengthened by his grace, we may be changed into his likeness, from glory to glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, and the one who watches over you will not fall asleep.
Behold, the one who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your side.
So that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil and shall keep you safe.
The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Praise to you,
be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. And Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and testify to what we have seen. Yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. This might be my favorite psalm that we sang today. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Every time I read that, I have a movie-like image in my mind from something like Gladiator, with someone down in the valley looking up to the hills. A lens flare majestically happens as they say this. I look to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord. Well, it seems in these days we need all the help we can get. I don't think I can plan sermons anymore because everything happens on a Saturday or a Sunday night. That means you've got to address the new thing in the world, and all of my plans that I was going to talk about somehow need to be thrown out the window. And we need to address what's happening in the world today. The world is a scary place. It's an unrecognizable place. The rules that we all thought we lived to seem to be thrown out the window, and you never quite know what's going to happen next. In our gospel reading, Nicodemus comes to Jesus looking for spiritual insight. I think that's a worthy thing to look for. And Jesus' response is, if I've told you about worldly things and you don't understand, how can you understand about spiritual things? One of the things that we are called to do when we gather together is to challenge each other and to challenge ourselves to see with a spiritual insight the things that are happening. St. James Westminster is a wonderful church full of fantastic people and great music, but there are other places that are struggling to keep the faith alive. How do we deal with the fact that we're so blessed? How do we deal with the fact that we struggle in the world around us? How do we balance all these things in our lives that somehow go together and somehow don't? How do we walk as Christians in a world that seems harder and harder to recognize and understand? We look for wisdom. We look for what God is doing. We seek in the stories and in our faith insights into how we can take the next step forward, how we can find Jesus in the midst of everything. Today, as I said, we celebrate St. David's Day. We've got daffodils, and we'll read the Lord's Prayer in Welsh today. But David wasn't just a cool guy in Wales. David faced uncertainty and challenge, as we face uncertainty and challenge. In fact, every generation has faced uncertainty and challenge and have looked for help. But where have they looked for help? To the mountaintops? There's not much up there but snow, and we have enough of that already. We look to the Lord. Jesus gives us incredible blessings. In our first reading that we had today, the reading from Genesis is a powerful one for me. When I was first going to seminary, I managed to get a pretty good scholarship, which meant I didn't have to pay for my first year tuition at all. And while I was there at Trinity College in Toronto, there were a number of other people who were struggling financially, who were wanting to serve God, to be part of that program, but couldn't quite afford it and were making sacrifices that I didn't have to make because I had won the scholarship. And I remember sitting on my bed in the dorm room, feeling a little guilty, going, why am I blessed when other people are struggling? And it was this first reading that we had that set me on what I think is the right path. God gave Abram blessings so that he could be a blessing to others. God blessed Abram so that he could be a blessing to others. That's what it's about. We are a blessed congregation. We are a blessed people, and there is blessing in your life. But it's not blessing just so that we can sit here and listen to amazing music and feel good about ourselves. That's not why God gives us blessings. God gives us the blessings we have so that we can be a blessing to others. The news is scary. Fox News and CNN and all of that grab our attention and call us to keep our eyes fixed on the screen, waiting for the next thing that will happen in the world, because who knows what it will be. We sit and we wait and we worry. But God calls us through the very gifts that he's given us to be a people that speaks out, especially in times like this. To be a people that recognize the blessings that we receive are for the blessings of the world. We might not be able to do much about Iran, but we can do something about the person who is homeless on the corner. We can do something about the person in our congregation who's struggling, or the person who just needs a friend and hasn't been reached out to in a long time. This world needs light. And Christ calls us to be that light on a hill. Christ blesses us so that we can shine in a world that needs the light. I wish I could look at the news and the world with spiritual insight and say, oh, don't worry about this attack because it leads to this thing and this thing and it's all for the greater good. I'm not God. I don't have that wisdom. But what I do know is that for countless generations, Christians have faced war and struggle and pestilence and persecution and strife and have held the faith. A faith that at times doesn't make sense, a faith at times that seems so weak that it shouldn't make a difference, but it does. Faith in Christ has changed this world and has made it a better place than it could be. And it's our turn. It's our turn to take the faith that's within us and walk out of these doors, out of the Askin door, out of the Bruce door even, and to be Christians in this world, to be sources of life and hope, to recognize that even with all our shortcomings, even with all our failings, the blessings that God has given us are enough to share with others. Even when we have little, or even when we feel we can't do it, we're called to give of ourselves. It's not always easy to understand what it means to be born again. But Jesus gives that example to us. Our gospel ends with God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave Jesus to us. And what did Jesus do? Jesus gave of himself, died on a cross for us, not to condemn this world, a world that's easy to condemn, easy to say, how on earth did attacks happen? How on earth are people suffering? But God gave Jesus, his only begotten Son, to save the world, to save us. And it's our call to walk in those same footsteps, to make choices to lift God up so that others might see that in the world around us that's struggling, a world that we're a part of, a world that we struggle with too, there is still hope. There is still love and grace. We are called to embody that. As failing and as feeble as we can, we are called, like St. David, like all the saints, to be here in this time and place, to live in this world as it is, and to point to something better, to point to God, with whom death is never the end. It isn't the final word, but love and compassion, forgiveness and hope. That is our Lenten journey. That is how we grow deeper and closer to God, is by practicing these simple things. They're simple, but they're hard. And so in this hard world, in this time where the news is so prevalent and so on our minds, let us remember the stories of our faith, stories that have carried us from generations past through generations future. That God so loved this very world, this world that's happening now, that he gave his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Our response is, sustain us and hear our prayer. Lord, trusting in your presence, we thank you for being with us as we have begun our Lenten journeys. Just as Abraham might have been fearful as you asked him to leave the familiar and trust in your guidance, we can also feel nervous about change. Just as Nicodemus had many questions and struggled to understand, we can also become confused and struggle with new ways of thinking and being. Help us to keep open minds as we journey with you into new possibilities, remembering that even when we do not fully understand, we are able to trust your guidance. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. Thank you for our clergy, Michael, Anne, and Jerry, and for all those who serve in our parish, deanery, and diocese. Thank you for their examples of balancing their commitments to the rhythm and order of tradition, while also continuing to be open to new ideas for growth and service in our community. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. We pray for all those in positions of authority and leadership in Canada and around the world, whose decisions and actions have such profound effects. As trouble and challenges gather around us, whether at the international, national, local, or personal level, help us to keep our eyes focused on you. Help us to resist the temptation to retreat into fear, but rather to seek your face and your path forward. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. In our local community, we pray for those struggling with the effects of economic anxiety, with housing and food insecurities, and health and mental health challenges. Help us to be part of the process of attempting to make positive change rather than giving in to judgment or despair. We pray for those in our church community, and in particular, we pray for Curtis, Mary, Enoch, Arnold and Marilyn, Jennifer, Michelle, and Emmett, Terry, Donnie, Imelda, Cheryl, Brian, Barry and Pauline, Lynn, Marty. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. We remember those who have died and those who are near death, praying that your presence and reassurance is felt during these times. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. Thank you again for the invitation to engage in this Lenten pilgrimage. We ask that you continue to help us simplify and let go of the distractions that can undermine our hope in your goodness during these times. In your loving kindness, Lord, sustain us and hear our prayer. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in you and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord, the peace that passes all understanding, be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. God of wisdom, may the light of the eternal word, our Lord and Savior, guide us to your glory. We ask this in his name. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth, because you bid your faithful people to cleanse their hearts and to prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that reborn through the waters of baptism and renewed in the Eucharistic mystery, we may be more fervent in prayer and more generous in the works of love. Therefore, we raise our voices to you in praise to proclaim the glory of your name. To you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await
offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
And now as our Savior Christ, oh no, we are doing the prayer in Welsh.
The Lord's Prayer, Gweddir Arglwydd. Ein tad yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiar dy enw, deled dy deyrnas, gweler ar y wyllus, ar y ddeiar, fel yn y nef. Dyro i ni heddiw ein bara beneddiol a maddau i ni ein trorgereithi fel yr yn ei wedi maddau i'r hau a drosododd yn ein herbyn. Ond gwared ni rhag yr un drwg o orffordd eiddo ti yw'r deinas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant am oes oesoedd, am byth. Amen.
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 We break this bread. Communion in Christ's body once broken. Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Creator of heaven and earth, we thank you for these holy mysteries, which bring us now a share in the life to come. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of mercy transform you by his grace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.